Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
D'Lo and KC on this Friday afternoon, Friday before the rain comes. That's what my weather people are telling me.
Is it for real?
It's going to rain on Saturday and Sunday. That's what the streets are telling me. So at least Friday's
nobody knows
dry.
Weather like Kenny Caraway.
At least Friday's dry, though, because
thank
Kings
goodness.
Play tonight. We're going to be outside tonight at the Sac State game. And don't need to be raining while we're out at the game.
Nah, for sure. Do not need that. Do not need that at all.
There was something I wanted to run by you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The game tonight, Amazon Prime's debut of NBA basketball. Their NBA, I think at some point when NFL's over, they'll be playing on Thursdays on Prime, but definitely Fridays. And I was thinking back to you know, the whole Adam Silver thing about people being upset, like, man, I got to go here to watch the NBA and I got to subscribe to this and that, this and that. And I'm sure the NBA did their research and did their analysis on what it is. But everybody complaining, oh, man, now I got to subscribe to Amazon Prime to watch the NBA. This is ridiculous. Don't you already do that for the NFL? This isn't a new subscription. You already subscribed. Nobody complains about not being able to watch Thursday Night Football. So obviously they're watching it on Prime. You got the service. Now you have the NBA with the service you already have.
I think a lot of you do that for toilet paper too.
Right.
you do it to get your delivery faster. Like you forget Amazon Prime is a service within Amazon. Like I think I was really late to like paying for Amazon Prime. Then I realized something could get to me in an hour, and I'm like, oh yeah, okay, here's my $120 or whatever it is.
And I know not everybody has it, but my thought process was, you don't hear, it doesn't mean everybody, but you don't really hear a peep about the NFL on Prime. Right. Like you don't hear people, oh, this is ridiculous. Like I'm just not watching the NFL because I'm not getting pregnant. People have adapted to it. So after it's probably been about 2-3 years trial run of, yeah, the ratings are what they are. The subscribers are what they are. We have that. All right. A lot of our audience already has Prime. Let's make a deal with Prime and you can watch the NBA on there now, too.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, it's I subscribe to Amazon Prime for different reasons. You know what I mean? I subscribe for like the service of Amazon Prime. Football is a bonus. Basketball is a bonus. Like they're obviously getting in the live TV game. Did you read about the latest beef?
No.
Disney and YouTube. Disney and YouTube TV, their carriage fees are coming up in YouTube or Disney. Because they have stake in Hulu and Fubo, they're kind of more of the, hey, if y'all don't want to pay these prices, whatever, dog. Like there. So with most like DirecTV, Sling, name some other streaming service. It's like, nah, you know, how can we come to a conclusion? Those are a little bit smaller carriers. Yeah. YouTube is the biggest competitor. YouTube TV is the biggest competitor to Hulu. Mm-hmm. And now that Fubo is, I'm not exactly clear, like, is being acquired by Disney and ABC or is somehow getting, you know, kind of folded into this. They're of the mindset where it's like, look, if y'all don't want to pay it, holla.
You know,
if we remove our services from you,
yeah, that's gonna hurt.
That's
you.
Going to damage your product, and people are gonna come run to us on Hulu TV Live or whatever it's called.
No, and that's what once I figured out like what was going on with Hulu TV and all this other stuff, I seriously thought, like, why do I have YouTube TV? Like, why do I have Hulu TV? Provides a lot of the same things, and now they're aligned with Disney and ESPN. And it's like, well, why do I have YouTube TV again? You know, I don't really like change, so I still have it. But if they got a dispute going on, it might not be that difficult to just switch over to Hulu TV.
Nah, it really might not be.
YouTube doesn't have League Pass no more. So you don't have that thing that they have going on. I guess if you have NFL ticket,
that's only works. Amazon now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
or NBA, you could watch it on it. I did that the other day. I watched it on NBA, the app, and all that, but not on, you can't open up the multi-view on YouTube anymore and watch it. You got to watch it up the multi-view on the NBA app or Amazon. I don't know if Amazon has it or not, but
I don't know if they have a multi-view or not, but I linked the accounts, my NBA and my Amazon account, so I can, you know, have the subscription on both. But in this particular case, I didn't hear about that. I don't know. Disney, ESPN, they might have YouTube TV's number. YouTube may have to, bow down a little bit.
Yeah, YouTube has no leverage in this. Like, because their argument, their chief argument could be, we're the biggest live television streaming service. And Disney's rebuttal can be, you won't be if we take our products off your air. So decide, like, whether you want to remain the premier streaming service or if you want to roll the dice, remove ESPN and all of that stuff from your app, and see if all of these customers flock over to Hulu and whatever the merger of Hulu and Fubo is going to be. Mm-hmm. Warren keeps saying Disney is shutting Hulu down. I don't think that's true, is it? I think it's being integrated into the Disney Plus app. I don't think it's shutting down.
Yeah, because maybe
Hulu as we know it, the name is shutting down, but the service of live television that Disney provides, I don't think is going anywhere.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
I could be wrong. No, Warren, that's the first I've heard of that. But I know Hulu, Fubo, and all of that stuff is merging together. And I think the Fubo thing was birthed out of some sort of lawsuit. So good for them for figuring this out.
Shout out to Zabo. I might be called Fubo.
I don't think you can call it that. I don't think you can call it that. Someone asked me the other day if when Fubu came out, if white people were allowed to wear it.
I mean, it's allowed is not maybe the correct word. You're allowed to wear whatever you want, but it wouldn't make as much sense.
So my thing was the title is for us by us, but I looked at it like actively black. Actively black is not meant solely for black people. It was, this is a creation of black people. Fubo was a creation of a black designer. So if you want to wear it because you like the style, like, wear it. Yeah. Like, it's cool, but the for us, I think, threw a lot of people
off. The whole, well, that That's the difference between that and actively black.
I guess so. Yeah.
And once again, they could wear it if they want. Anybody could wear it. It just wouldn't make as much sense if JC was wearing it.
Oh, JC can rock FUBU. Come on, I'm gonna get JC a FUBU hoodie.
JC come through with the 05. Shout out to JC.
Man, we're a little short on time for this one, but
No.
It's fine. It's fine. It's interesting because it is a new. It's a new era of basketball tonight. Like yesterday was ESPN. That's business as usual. The day before was NBC. That is a returning product. Mm. This is brand new.
Yeah.
This is a brand new era for the NBA. And I don't know. I mean, streaming numbers are available for Thursday Night Football, so I imagine streaming numbers will be available for, and the NBA has had a terrific debut week. And so I'll be really curious to see what the numbers are tonight for Amazon's debut.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've got people that we haven't seen in that realm before. Obviously, we know Taylor Rooks, but Blake Griffin is going to be on there. Is Dirk going to be on there as well? He's on Amazon, isn't he?
Yeah, I think Dirk is a studio guy.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that would be pretty cool to see. You talk about a new era, and I know how you feel about it. Man, I love Inside the NBA. They've done it's the same show. Like the production, the people who do the jokes, the underdogs, all this, it's the same show, just on ESPN. I love that show. That show's great.
I was being a hater like towards the end of it last year, but yeah, it's still good.
That's still the best one.
I don't ever want to see anything Stephen A. Smith or NBA Countdown. Just put those guys on there.
Yeah, that's the creme de la creme. And I think what annoyed Damian maybe the most and other people was the outrage or the crying of, oh no, don't leave. Like I get all that, but the show itself, the show, like in a moment, especially yesterday with the FBI stuff. And you got great games like that. That show is fantastic.
The show is very good. I'll never be critical of the show. The show is good. I'll be critical sometimes of the way those guys cover the game sometimes the current athletes. Yeah. Sometimes I don't always love that because they are that influential. Mm-hmm. But the show is top notch. Like and as we noted earlier in the week, there are absolutely times where it overshadows the game. Mm-hmm. Didn't last night.
Mm.
There are times where it overshadows the game. We'll talk about some of those games. And there is one Sacramento story I want to touch on. Sorry for being so Sacramento here on ESPN 1320. But there are a couple of there's one story I do want to touch on briefly before we get back to the NBA. We got Bonte Hill set to join us. Eddie Gonzalez coming up. It's a busy Friday here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Back here on D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320.
To be clear, Garrett's with Toronto.
He's with Toronto. He wasn't on their depth chart when I just seen.
Well,
there's
he's
25-26 on
true.
His basketball reference.
Oh.
No, Garrett's on Toronto. He's been on Toronto since 2023.
All right.
The question is ESPN, how many teams
ESPN doesn't have him.
He's there. Garrett Temple is absolutely on the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, there. Okay, he's on the roster. There we go. I got you. Maybe he's not on the active roster. I don't know. Or on the
Garrett.
Chart. But there he
Garrett
is.
Temple been in the league 14, 15 years.
I believe this is the 16th season.
16th, excuse me. Okay. Yep, 16th season. Okay. 16th season, first year in the G League. How many teams do we think that Garrett Temple has been on?
Oh, I'm going to say eight.
We're going to go eight. Here we are.
Nine.
We got the Rio Grande Valley Rappers, Vipers. That doesn't count.
Okay.
We're counting Houston. Level 15.
So I'm just going off the list from Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Houston, Sacramento, San Antonio, G League, Milwaukee, G League, Charlotte, Italian League, G League.
Does that count?
Washington, absolutely not. We're at six. Sacramento again. I'm not going to count them again. Memphis is seven. Clippers is eight. Brooklyn is nine. Chicago is 10.
Damn.
Pelicans are 11. And the Toronto Raptors are 12.
The Josh Johnson of the NBA.
He is.
The highest quality of human being, too.
Since I lost, I will not play this.
Yeah, I already know that number, by the way.
Well, no, I was going to count it if I won, but I didn't, so.
No, I'm just putting it out there because I have integrity that I saw the career earnings number.
This is the second time he's done that. I mean.
What are you talking about?
Jesse Billups, are you meaning to tell me that you don't do this on the regular?
Look, they offered me $100,000 to play poker. That's all it was. And I said, yes, I love to play poker.
Jesse Rozier.
Jesse got some x-ray glasses on.
Oh, man. Yeah, but Chuck didn't get it right. He didn't get who he played for right. That's where the Garrett Temple conversation came from last night on ESPN. ESPN's Inside the NBA.
So
we got a lot of basketball to talk about. We got a lot of other stuff to talk about. We got Bonte Hill pulling up on us. Eddie Gonzalez pulling up on us as well. But I did want to talk about what you had on your mind about the city of Sacramento.
No, it was just a story that popped up. We were on the air, but we didn't really do anything with it. We never followed up with it. We never discussed it. But we saw that the mayor of Sacramento is, amusing quote, attempting to bring Major League Baseball here to Sacramento via expansion. And his big push was, and this is where my antennas went up a little bit, his big push was to make sure that we support the Athletics, be it the Sacramento Athletics, the Oakland Athletics, the Las Vegas Athletics, whatever the hell you want to call them. The thing was, hey, we're going to make this push to bring an expansion team, Major League Baseball, here to Sacramento. Let's make sure we get out there and support the A's. And man, that felt phony to me.
In what way?
It felt like a plea to support the A's more than it felt like a plea to show Major League Baseball we're ready for expansion. I did not see this as a true, hey guys, this is what we're doing. I saw it as a, hey, we've got to support this Major League Baseball team. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe as we have long outlined, maybe there is an opportunity for the A's to stay here long term. I think I've gotten to the point where I don't believe that that's realistic anymore.
Yeah.
No matter how underwhelming what's going on in Las Vegas for the A's, maybe that's not our problem. Mm-hmm. Like it appears that stadium is being built and they're moving forward with this plan. Whether anybody gives a crap, again, that is not our issue. And they're going to long have been moved before it ever becomes an issue, like a definitive look, we have a problem here in Las Vegas issue. I didn't see the mayor's statement as something to where it's like the way that this last summer went that, oh, no. Sacramento was primed for Major League Baseball expansion. I did not buy that.
I got you on that. So for me, I always talk about, hey, we got to get out to the games just for the optics of it, to show the owners in MLB, show Rob Manfred or whatever, that this is a market that will support Major League Baseball. While saying that, I understand that that is probably the second most important thing. You could have an attendance of 200 people a game. And if you have somebody ready to pay $3 billion to get involved in Major League Baseball, like an ownership, build a stadium or whatever, you'd have a better chance of getting expansion that way than you would if you had 14,000 every night and nobody ready to pony up the money for expansion, right? It's a long-winded way of saying the money is what matters first and foremost. That is what having the plan in place for a stadium, having the money in place for a stadium, having the plan in place for ownership, having the money in place for ownership is number one on MLB's list. I do think second, though, is showing that like this is a place that's viable. And I don't think, I've said this before, I don't think people outside of Sacramento or outside of Northern California really tap into the minutia of the reasons why the attendance is what it is. They just turn on the TV, and if nobody's there, why would we go here? Go to the numbers that they give them and say the place is, I know it's not going to be 30,000 because that's not what they sit, but it's 60% full every night. Why would we go there? Like, no. The people in Utah got money and a stadium plan ready to go. Let's go over there. People in Portland got money and a stadium plan ready. Let's go over there. Like, we don't need to go to Sacramento. We see that it doesn't work over there, regardless of the reasons why that's happening. So I think the chances of getting expansion are kind of slim. I did think about something, though, and they worry about really the Giants, like probably blocking a team coming here for expansion. The other two cities that are mentioned on the West Coast version of the expansion is usually Utah and Portland. Why would the Mariners okay that? And why would Vegas and Denver okay Utah getting a team? Why would they put a team in Utah when you have Vegas and Utah happening? Or you got Vegas, excuse me, and Denver already there?
I don't have an answer.
So I don't know why you would go to those two cities.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I also don't buy the idea that 12, I don't remember what the number is, 12 to 14,000 a night at Sutter Health Park or whatever the name of the park is, that's going to be this drastic needle mover. And Major League Baseball is all of a sudden going to be like, aha, Aha! Like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
From the Sacramento Kings, Domantas Sabonis is available tonight. Domantas Sabonis will make his season debut for the Sacramento Kings tonight at the Golden 1 Center against the Utah Jazz. Again, that is directly from the Sacramento Kings. Domantas Sabonis is available. Of course, Nick Clifford, as we know, is out, and Keegan Murray continues to be out. But the big fella is back. Domantas Sabonis will debut for the Sacramento Kings tonight.
Let's go, man. Hey, shout out to Domas. Like we said earlier, the guy's a warrior. I know he was itching to get out there on Wednesday night. Probably just wanted to make sure everything was good. Do you think Doug has him on, I don't know, want to say like a hard minutes restriction, but a minutes watch tonight?
I don't think that would be something Doug does. I think that might be, if it is, that's something that's probably implemented by someone in the medical staff.
Gotcha.
My guess would be no, because I don't know that the amount of minutes played would aggravate the hamstring. The way he's playing could potentially aggravate the hamstring. You know what I mean? So I mean, again, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I only play one here on D'Lo and KC. So who knows? who knows? My guess is no. But I'm sure we'll find out in Doug Christie's media availability around 5 o'clock or so.
His media. I was thinking about like the players on game day, where they're just in the hallways. They always just have in the hallways.
I think
they had the shoot around a while ago, so I'm sure they did.
And always check Sean Cunningham's page to see. I think one of the people who spoke was Domantas Sabonis, if I'm not mistaken, because I thought Domas was like, I may go here. Yeah, there's Domas right there. It's only a minute 48. We could play it and, you know, have a little fun here with Domas.
We can make it happen. You know, I'm always
down. All right, give me a second. Let me pull the account up. Stand by.
Because we all know that's where I'd be killing in the extra games is the Domas game. Oh, yeah, the Domas game I'd be killing.
Yeah, the Domas game was a little rough last time. Well, I think what did we do? Media day?
Yeah.
We did something where it was like, hey, okay, calm down, Chatterbox.
Chatty Patty.
like, who are you? When did this start?
But yeah, I'm glad to see Domas back. I mean, he was missed on Wednesday in a number of different ways, but you talk about the rebounding. He's got to help you in that. You know what I mean? Like, I know that third quarter got crazy. 10 offensive rebounds in that third quarter for the Phoenix Suns.
So bad.
And that's where the game really flipped, you know. So you get a guy like that back in there, you're still going to be missing Keegan Murray a little bit. I think Isaac Jones will help on the boards too. You know, I think he's a physical player that could help on the boards. So getting both of those guys back hopefully helps that conundrum that you had on Wednesday.
What's the number, fellas?
I'm going to say, because Jesse's not in here, I don't think. I'm going to set – there he is. I'm going to set the number at – let's say two and a half answers under 10 seconds. We go more or less 2.5 answers under 10 seconds. I'm going to say less.
10 seconds. It was 10 seconds always Domas's number?
Yeah.
I'm going to go more.
All right.
You're going to go more. So he's going to have.
He looks happy.
So well, no. So he's going to have more answers.
More answers over 10 seconds.
No, I said under.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm going to go more.
Okay. No, you're going to go less.
Why do we have to pick the same one?
Well, because you think he's going to have more answers over 10 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
So he's going to have. Well, okay. We'll do it that way. We'll both go more.
Okay.
We'll both go more. Yeah.
KC, betting guru right here. No one's FBI is not knocking on his door.
I think I just got excited for a poker game.
Hey, if you want to come to Kenny Caraway's poker game, just
I shouldn't be I shouldn't be joking about this, but what if Domas got wind of this game and threw all the answers? It was like,
Domas is cooking the books.
All right. I do want to point out the total clip is 1:48.
I'm still going more. I think he's going to have three answers over 10 seconds. The number's 2.5.
I'm going less.
Ooh.
I'm going less. He's going to have less. I'm going less. Here we go. Domantas Sabonis.
For tonight, just to hopefully get back out there.
Yeah. Very excited. You know, especially here at home with the fans. I know they're excited. So we got to go out there and play for them.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That's 5 seconds. See how it works, or
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go see how it feels. I feel good right now, and hopefully everything keeps going in the right direction.
6 seconds.
Was it frustrating not being available for the first
one? Yes, it was very frustrating, especially for the first one. You know, you work all summer, and, you know, but it's okay.
4 seconds.
It was in the third quarter, that last play right before I asked for the sub.
Four.
When this happened, did you have any doubt in your mind that maybe you wouldn't be available?
No, I said I was going to make it for game one, but at least hopefully we can get game two.
Yeah.
Three!
They played great. You know, they played great. We made shots. We were moving the ball there a little bit in the first half, you know, and then feelings got hot, made some adjustments, you know, but they started switching. That's where I can be a presence to help out the team.
14.
Night present the fun jitters that you guys have?
No, probably I have more jitters than ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Like, why do you
three?
Feel like you have that?
You know, you want to go out there and do good for the fans, you know, pressure increases, you know, and you just want to do good, you know, as the years go on, you want to focus just about winning.
Woo, that was 10.
Yeah. No way!
Just kind of what do you see in that challenge ahead with the Jazz?
It's going to be a lot of work.
This is it.
We got out-rebounded by a lot last game, you know, tonight.
This is it.
Actually a really tall team, you know, physical team. So we're going to have to it's going to be a collective group effort.
What was the time?
11.1.
Oh, wait a minute. But that was only two.
That was only two? So it's got to be, okay, it's got to be over 10 seconds because the second one was at 10 seconds. It was like 10.4. We'll say it has to be over. Is that it?
That's it.
We won.
Who's we?
Me and Jesse, we went more. Technically, 10.4 is more than 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's a dub. Hit the button, actually.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Count it.
Got a little chatty there with a couple of those. Like, well, hey man, wrap it up.
Like I said, he's on to the game.
I think I need a recount on more. A couple of those.
Domas was talking like he might go for 25 today.
Domas had some 4 second answers in there.
He's locked in.
I should get bonus points for the four. He had multiple 4 second and 3 second answers. Man.
Yeah, no, I'm with you though, Jesse. He locked in. Domas say he's not here to mess around.
Yeah, he's talking like a fighter. He's got a fight tonight.
Yeah, I like that. He was probably pissed off he wasn't able to play.
Yeah, it absolutely sounded like he was pissed off he couldn't play. Since we're here, take a quick peek. Do we want to hear from DeMar DeRozan?
Always.
We're here. It's about 2.5 minutes.
Be ready. Ready in there.
Yeah.
More or less 4 cuss words. Go one and a half cuss words.
Oof, that's a tough one.
I'm going to say less.
I want to go more, but that would affect my man JT. So I'm going to say less.
We got 30 seconds of dump time.
Carter did it.
How much are you looking for?
I like his brains.
To tonight, getting things rolling.
Back home floor. We'll get back. Be great to get a win out here. Just excited to be back in front of our fans.
Is it feel like there's much to that you guys had to shake off from that opening loss in Phoenix?
I mean, yeah. You know, we came out, played well. You know, it sucks to let that one get away, especially the first one on the road. But, you know, learning experience is a lot we could take from that game, especially late in the fourth quarter. as far as executing. So, you know, we just got to bring the energy tonight.
You were pretty vocal. I saw, you know, at midcourt yesterday. I mean, between you and Russ, just what was the overall message you wanted your guys to hear?
Just staying on top of it. You know, we can't let nothing slide. You know, even when we make mistakes, addressing it, taking accountability, understanding, you know, what went wrong, what we could clean up. You know, just being on top of things right away. Trying to nip a lot of stuff in a bud, you know, before it bleeds over or it becomes anything. You know, we don't want to keep bad habits. We don't want to build bad habits. Everything is about trying to get better every single day.
For a home opener, do you still get excited? Like, is there like a jittery type of thing?
Yeah, it's still even more so now. You know, still, you know, just 17 years for me. So, you know, it's like every moment, you know, you kind of embrace even more, you know, little jittery, nervous the first game on the road, just because, you know, when you realize how long you've been doing it, still got the opportunity to do it at a high level, you know, you find appreciation in that.
And now you're going to be able to walk out and have the crowd here tonight. You know, Doug just said, hey, it's important to protect the home court. Like, is that the message you guys have?
Yeah, yeah, we got to use this to our advantage playing here. You know, we got some of their best fans in the NBA. We got to use that to our advantage. And, you know, tonight is a great opportunity for that.
And then Jazz, just what do they present to you guys?
Definitely a challenge. Very well coached with Will Hardy. The versatility, the size that they have definitely presents a challenge. And, you know, the team always play with confidence. So it's going to be big for us.
What's the best part about playing with the big guy over there?
Versatility. You know, it's not too many bigs to do the things that he can do on both ends and on the floor. So, you know, it makes our job easier. It sucks not having them. You know, see what happened when we don't have them. You know, so having them back tonight, you know, it's going to be big.
DeMar DeRozan, following shoot around here today. Obviously, the big fella they are alluding to is Domantas Sabonis. He is back in the lineup tonight for the Sacramento Kings. Isaac Jones is back in the lineup for the Sacramento Kings tonight. Of course, Nick Clifford, Keegan Murray remain out. Nick looking at reevaluation in a week.
You know, just heard from DeMar DeRozan, and he had a very quiet preseason. And we always look at it like, oh, it's not DeMar DeRozan. You already know what he's going to do. But in back of my mind, it's like, it is year 17. Like, he's entering year 17. He has been playing basketball for a long time. It, like, Father Time is undefeated. I wonder what that would look like. And then he goes out in game one and just gets buckets. Just gets buckets. Like, he literally had it on cruise control, was getting cardio for four games in the preseason. And when the lights turned on, he's like, all right, it's time to drop 20. What do you have, like 25, 26, something like that? Like,
Mar had 29.
29. Come on, man.
Yeah, he was 12 or 17. And he hit the over. He hit the more on the three.
I needed that. I needed that.
Wasn't the three? The three was 0.5, right?
Yeah, and I think
hit the over.
I think that was in the fourth quarter, too. What do you got?
It absolutely was.
I was thinking
a long time about that pick because I didn't make it. I was like, oh. But I knew he was going to take a couple, but yeah, and that's exactly how many he took. He took two, mm-hmm. But hit that one in the fourth quarter. That was a big three, too.
That was a big time three. Yeah.
Obviously, it didn't amount to anything, right, but it was a big three.
But just his ability to, it's just what he does. It like, oh, the games matter now. All right, I'm going to get 29. And I'm going to be efficient.
We talk so much about like Father Time and things like that. And, you know, the DeMars and the obviously LeBron and Steph. And we saw what Steph did last night. We'll talk to Bonte Hill about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. But for all the bitching and complaining that's been done regarding load management over the years, you look at players, you know, like that, and obviously, you know, we'll put Steph and LeBron in a different category, man. Those guys are just different. Mm-hmm. But you look at a player like DeMar DeRozan, you know, Kevin Durant. Obviously, he's missed time throughout his career, but you look at this and go, these guys are playing at a higher level at their age than has ever been done before. You look at, you know, even you don't even have to go, you know, that far back. You know, there are certainly reasons for it. But, you know, Kobe wasn't Kobe at the end. Like, not the Kobe that everybody, you know, loves or hated, Like he was just not that at the end of his career for a variety of different reasons. You know, we outlined, you know, Dirk Nowitzki's final years. He wasn't that. I don't really remember what Tim Duncan's were. I don't even remember what age Tim Duncan was when he
retired. He wasn't doing much at the end of his career.
But, you know, I mean, Tim Duncan is a 20-year player, I think.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, 20-year.
So there's a time where it's going to catch up with you. Like, and it's not universal. Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook is far from the player that he was, you know, even with Washington. He's not the same player, but these guys are playing at a higher level at a more advanced age than they have in the, I think we're at 80 year now history of this league. Mm-hmm. And there should be something to be said for that. I mean, you could be upset about load management. You could be upset about the way these guys, you know, manage games or manage their careers, or maybe the way that teams manage these guys in these careers. But they are playing a lot of these guys, not all of them, but a lot of them are playing at a significantly higher level at a more advanced age than we've ever seen before.
And you talk about, I know we got to get out of here, but you talk about two guys in particular here in Sacramento, DeMar and Russ. And I'm not saying it's right or whatever, but they don't seem to load manage. Like those dudes for their entire career, they can play. They're playing. Yeah, they're playing at a high level. And there's still Russell Westbrook is still one of the faster guys in the league. At least it feels like. I don't know what a foot race or, you know, a time test, 94 feet. But when you watch him play and he's in the open court, he still feels like one of the faster guys in the league. And like you said, what is he, 36, 37? Something like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to these guys.
I'm going back. I just took a glance out of curiosity because I knew Kareem played till he was 41. Kareem averaged 10 points when he was 41 years of age, but he averaged 23.4 when he was 38.
Mm.
So that's the age we're talking about with, you know, DeMar DeRozan and these guys. And that was 1985, 86. And I always get murky as to what was a Lakers title and what was a Celtics title, but they were obviously in competition for an NBA championship. And that's really where the decline started. It was 23.4. He was 38 years old. At 39, he was 17. At 40, it was 14.6. And at 41, as we just mentioned, it was 10 points per game. Rebounds went down each year as well. But that's, you know, that's probably more of an anomaly than it is anything else. And he played a lot of games. 40 years old, played 80 games.
Man.
Incredible. That's incredible. We'll come back. Bonte Hill's going to join us. What a night we had last night. Oklahoma City has played four overtimes in two games. Absolutely incredible. And we saw two 50-point outings yesterday. We'll dive into all of that. Dealing with KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Moving on, KC, on this Friday afternoon, one of the biggest sports nights in the history of the city. All right, I was telling Jesse earlier, there was a time, I think last year, matter of fact, it might have been when I was gone, when I went to Jamaica, but I think it was Kings, Sac State on ESPN, and the Republic might have played that night. There was a night when something like that happened. It was like, yo, this is going to be crazy. And that might be one of the bigger sports nights here in Sacramento. But this one, if it's not at the top, it's up there, man. Kings home opener tonight at the Golden 1 Center against the juggernaut that is the Utah Jazz. The scoring and defensive juggernaut that is the Utah Indeed. Jazz. And then
Indeed.
The Panda Bowl going on at Hornet Stadium tonight between Sac State in Montana under dim lights of ESPN mm-hmm. too, man. So vibes are all the way up here in Sacramento.
And that's a 7:30 kickoff, right? I was looking mm-hmm. at a graphic earlier. That's not a 7 o'clock kickoff. Right. That's a 7:30 kickoff.
7:30, which allows me to do the double dip. I'm blessed. I'm fortunate enough. I'm able to do it, but yeah, I'm gonna go peek my head in at the Golden 1 Center, say what's up to my people, do a little work there, and then head on further down to J Street, down to Hornet Stadium. Hopefully, it probably won't be a kickoff, but a little after that.
Yeah. Well, I've been reluctant for the last 2 years, but Katie yesterday was like, I don't really know what we're going to do for dinner tomorrow. We haven't done shopping. I was like, oh baby, it's okay. I'm going to tell you exactly what we're going to do. We're going to go to Sac State a little bit early.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the River Touchdown Zone, and we're going to have some Buckhorn Grill.
Come on, man.
That's what we're going to do tonight.
Now, I will say this. They do switch it up now. Because they had a very, very good Mexican food place. I don't know where it was at. I don't know who it was. But it was good. I had some tacos. I had some nice Mexican rice. It was good stuff. They were there last week, so my assumption is that the Buckhorn Grill will be there tonight. But they do switch it up. They do switch it up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I know they're not going to miss.
Either way, they're not going to. And the popcorn will be there.
They're not going to miss. But if I said that I wasn't looking forward to the Buckhorn Grill for 6 months now, I'd be lying.
Come on, man. Them sliders are
fire. I literally, for all that you have said about them on the air and off the air, I never tried one until the last game. Mm-hmm. And there was very much a, oh, okay. Fire. Like, all right.
They butter the, well, all right. Just Jesse, I'm just talking food here. Relax.
You don't tell me to ref my game, pal. Saying, no, you play the game and I'll do my job.
What do they do? Casey?
They butter the buns. You know what I mean? They butter the buns. And it's just, yeah, just let me play. Just let me do my thing, man. Relax.
No, not on this show.
No. That's my boy right there. That's a
flag. I don't like that.
Come on, that's what they do. No.
Man.
Oh, but that adds to it. That adds to it. So yeah, man. Great night in Sacramento tonight. I cannot wait. Good stuff. Great night.
Yeah, man. Well, it's gonna be fun.
I was gonna say great night, but it's whatever. It's a whatever night last night in the Bay Area. I'm not going to be like, oh, great night. All of a sudden. It's a whatever night.
Oh, that was, man. Hey,
that was a fantastic game.
Hey, We're not them. We love basketball.
No, that's true.
And that was phenomenal. Anytime you can see Steph do that, like lost in this, like you had a 50-point outing from Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon, I think, hit his first 8 threes of the game.
Yeah.
And wound up going, I think it was 10 for 11. And
no, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Did you see Twitter or hear watch Inside the NBA?
I did not.
Jesse might have saw this too.
Like after the game?
Yeah. So no. Ernie, they're talking about Aaron Gordon and I forgot exactly what the stat was. I think it was 10 threes. And mm-hmm. Ernie goes, in the category of you can't make this S up, I have a stat where Aaron Gordon with 10 threes on opening night ties the NBA record for threes made in the
Hold
opening
on.
Night.
Damian, do you want to guess which player?
Wait, run that back. The most threes?
The most threes made on an opening night. I think that was the stat, but that's kind of irrelevant.
And do I want to guess the player who he's tied with?
Yeah. It's pretty topical.
Oh God! It's not Terry Rozier, is it?
It's Terry Rozier. Ding 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 ding.
Oh,
and Ernie
no.
was like, "You can't make this up."
If you had
right,
said
Ernie,
that,
it's a fact.
Clay Thompson, that's crazy.
Yeah. So wow. that was crazy to see, but sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, Aaron Gordon was lights out last
night. Also, yeah, Aaron Gordon, 3-point sharpshooter. That guy's nice now.
Man. Another guy was getting better with age.
Like, you had a Jokic triple-double.
Mm.
You had, Jamal had a double-double. You had heroics from Steph, a 42-point outing from Steph. Last night was beautiful.
Those threes. And I love Steph was hitting. Clarence was crazy.
I love watching Steph Curry do that against 28 other basketball teams. There's only one that I do not want to see him do that against. I was talking to my neighbor this morning. He was like, I know you saw that. I was like, I did. I get PTSD every time I see that dude do that. Cause I go back to that preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
Where he hit that three that beat the Kings in preseason, and I was legit devastated because there was very much a, I hate this guy. He has the ball in his hands late. You're losing. You're going to lose the game. Obviously, game one of the playoff series a couple of years ago being an exception, but he is a late game assassin. Like very, very few others in league history.
I'm not a hater. I am not blind to certain things. When respect is due, respect is given. Okay? Now, we all know the Chase Center is a dental office. It is a library. We all know that. But I can say, when Steph does that,
mm-hmm.
it hits a little different. I don't know if that's the same for, like, even Jimmy Butler with the game clinching one. It didn't hit like when Steph starts doing what Steph does. They turn
well,
up. They turn up.
I mean, it's, again, not the same, but trying to bring it home. We've all acknowledged when Malik hits a mm-hmm. three, it's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, Keegan can hit two, and the reaction will be slightly less than if Malik hits one.
Right.
There is something about a Malik Monk three that is electric. There is something about a Steph Curry three at the Chase Center that is electric. The funny thing is, there is something about a Steph Curry three late in a game, anywhere mm-hmm. in an NBA arena, that draws an electric reaction from the crowd.
We saw it the other night. In that Lakers
we
game.
We did.
In that
That's
when
right.
he hit that three in the Lakers game, there That's was a right. different buzz.
It's like an involuntary reaction to you slip out of your fandom of the Lakers or the Knicks or whoever, and you just remember, like, you love professional basketball, and you're like, I just saw the greatest shooter ever, one of the greatest players ever, to do what he does.
Yeah.
And there's something absolutely amazing about that, man. I have more and more appreciation for Steph Curry the more we get to watch him.
Yeah.
He has not lost the step.
I'm getting into the realm of, and we'll bring Bronte in. Bronte Hill of NBC Sports Bay Area in the building here in Sacramento.
What up, boy? Look, B, we were actually
just showing a little love. Okay. It's a rare occasion. We were actually showing a little love. You can attest to this. You've seen pretty much every game of Steph Curry's career. You've had a firsthand account for the last 4 or 5 years while being at NBC Sports Bay Area. And while that is a dental office down there in downtown San Francisco, it is a dental office. When Steph Curry hits a three, it is different. Like, you see it on TV, you can hear it on TV, and I'm sure when you're there, the buzz when Steph Curry hits a three and does some of the things he did last night late in that game is different.
Never gets old, man. Like, I was having a conversation with somebody a couple weeks ago. It's like, I don't think I fully appreciated Jerry Rice. Like, Jerry Rice would walk off the field, 6 catches, 150, 2 touchdowns. And you're like, oh, that's just another day in the office. Mm. And I felt myself, even with radio listeners, you know, Steph dropped 40 and people were like, oh, whatever. Like, whatever. Draymond gets a technical, all lines lighten up. You know what I mean? Mm. Clay do some, all lines. Steph hits 46 and nobody gives a damn sometimes. And I'm like, yo, this is not going to happen again for this franchise. Probably not going to happen. Like, this dude, they threw up a stat yesterday. Post 30, he's had 42 40-point games since he's turned 30.
Jesus.
He's 2 behind Michael Jordan for number 1 on the list. So when you start, like, and there's all type of records where it's like, oh, Michael Jordan, Will Chamberlain, Steph. Like, wait a minute, dude. Like, I'm not saying he's the best player ever,
yeah,
but when you start D-Lo and KC, think about, like, Michael Jordan's my all-time GOAT. I don't care what any, like, LeBron never reached that stratosphere where Jordan, like, Jordan was a cold-blooded killer. Like,
I think you can say that.
Oh, are we live now? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we was live.
We got you. You're good. Scenes. You're good. We got you.
Oh, this is live. It's all good, baby.
Oh, man.
We got you. We got you. You're good. You're good. We got you.
It's all good, man.
Bronte DeRozan out here.
Radio, man. It happened to be with y'all. Oh, man. We're going to shut it down. Happy to the brothers like that,
this
man.
Is a classic.
This is a classic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America,
according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.